Because we grew up with radio. It's part of who we are.
It's 50 years this week since the general election with a surprise result, which was to lead at last to a government which supported the prospect of commercial radio.
Next on Caroline, the news at 8 o'clock, read by Mark Wesley.
And the news of the day and of the year, Conservatives' victory over Labour of 30-odd seats. Edward Heath needs now only the official appointment by the Queen and Harold Wilson's declaration of defeat to begin his role as Prime Minister of a Conservative government.
During the campaign, famously there, the offshore pirate radio station RNI changed its name to the anti-establishment Radio Caroline brand and urged its listeners to vote Conservative.
Attention, everyone living in the Maldon constituency of Essex. Brian Harrison is your Conservative candidate. Brian Harrison believes in free speech, free radio, free enterprise, and freedom of the individual. Have you ever thought about how much freedom you could be losing? Phone Brian Harrison.
Don't try that at home. Memories of 1970 and the station which was jammed for its efforts by the British government. There's a great documentary on all that too by Paul Rowley. Launch marketing for radio stations takes many forms. This week, 37 years ago, GB Radio, Gwent Broadcasting, launched in Newport with a promotional flexi-disc through your letterbox.
Every hour through the day, Gwent Broadcasting keeps you in touch with the news of Gwent and the world. You'll meet the people in the headlines, you'll hear the stories behind the headlines. Every hour and every day, the real news that matters to Gwent.
Life can be serious, life can be a lot of fun. At Gwent Broadcasting, we'll be reflecting both those moods.
You can hear the crackles going. Do you remember those old flexi discs? Used to get them sellotaped to the front of magazines years ago. The start of GB Radio, sucked later into Red Dragon. It was an early 80s commercial radio problem child, and it only lasted 2 years. We now know that good old Tim Davey is to be the new DG at the BBC.
We've apologised unreservedly, as you know.
The first person to have DG on their Dymo name badge was Lord Reith, and John died this week in 1971.
If you're telling me that the BBC declined in competitive spirit and energy and imagination after I left it, I should be awfully sorry, but obviously I can't deny that.
There have in fact been a great many changes since you left.
Yeah.
Do you regret them, or do you realise that they've perhaps been inevitable?
A great many, I think, were not inevitable, and I regret them.
It's not quite W1A, is it? What great answers. Dorothy Torrey was Lord Reith's PA, and she told Becky Milligan about his legacy.
This amazing thing of being a public service and impartiality, it is impartial. All the time I was there, we had different governments, left and right, and each of them said the BBC is biased. They evened out. He hated politics, Lord Reith did, really.
Why? You know.
Well,
you can tell me, it's fine.
Well, everything they say is for party political, and he was not party political.
Was he friends with politicians?
He sucked up to them rather a lot.
Did he?
Yes.
How?
Well, because he wanted to flatter the Prime Minister, get the Prime Minister on his side.
Lord Reith wasn't too keen on the BBC governors. What a miserable lot they are, he said of them in his diary. And he didn't like TV either. He was usually on holiday when major TV events occurred. Magic is now huge in London. The station began life as Melody, playing lift music. But it was bought this week in 1998 by EMAP for £25 million, and the brand transition began.
Enjoy your lunchtime with London's Magic 105.4 Melody FM.
We did what I think was a really good game in terms of rebranding the radio station. We took our time. We took something like 6 months, and we had four iterations. It was Melody FM 105.4, then it was 105.4 Melody FM, then it was London's Magic 105.4 Melody FM, then it was London's Magic 105.4 Melody, and then it was London's Magic 105.4. So we had four iterations, and I think it's one of the very few examples where we were able to rebrand the radio station and simultaneously grow the audience.
Francis Curry reflecting on EMAP buying Melody for a magic future this week, 22 years ago. In 1982 this week, BBC Radio came to Northampton.
You're listening to BBC Radio Northampton on 1107 kilohertz in the medium wave and 96.6 stereo VHF. It's 7 o'clock. This is Roger Mosey. Good morning. The headlines this Wednesday, the 16th of June. General Galtieri has towed the Argentine...
Thank you, Roger. Destined for good things, as was the station. BBC Radio Northampton, launching this week in 1982. The first song was by Diana Ross. It lost the radio bit of Radio Northampton 8 years later and then got it back 10 years afterwards. The Archers is getting some flack now as their COVID episodes are on air.
Right, I reckon that's enough lettuces.
But this week, 16 years ago, it made news for other reasons as Chris Moyles played a cameo role and he replayed the clip later on his breakfast show.
Yeah, I didn't know you were allowed to do it, but go on.
I'm going to do it.
All right.
Hey, I'm Chris Moyles.
This is true.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. This is in the pub then, in the Archers. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, yes, sir.
Lovely evening. What can I get you?
Shires, is it?
That's it, cheers. Local speciality.
Right.
Pint then, thanks.
Oh, it's hard work, this.
There you go!
Chris Moyles in The Archers this week in 2004. What I'd give to be a Radio 4 continuity announcer, just for a day. Much is made these days about the power of personality and whether we should be hiring big names. But the trend started a very long time ago. This week, 100 years ago, we had the first ever live entertainment broadcast in the world by a celebrity when Dame Nellie Melba broadcast here in Britain on 2MT in Rittle. She was a huge opera star in Australia and the whole event sponsored by the Daily Mail. Her microphone fashioned from an old cigar box. Dame Nellie Melba, on air 100 years ago this week. The transmitter was 15 kilowatts, but you could hear it just about everywhere because no other stations to interfere with it, really, 100 years ago. So, with Wave 105 launching on the South Coast 22 years ago.
This is Peter Nicholson, chairman of Wave 105.2 FM, welcoming you for the very first time.
Team Rock Radio launching 7 years ago.
This is a test transmission from Team Rock Radio.
Gaydio becoming the UK's first LGBT radio service when it launched full-time 10 years ago.
In the mix for the entire second hour, the Trouble D radio show this week, playing whatever he wants.
The last Tom Ross programme on Free Radio 4 years ago, after 35 years on the frequency.
It won't be the last time we speak, though, I'm sure of that.
And the death of Casey Kasem 6 years ago.
Now on with the countdown.
Number 40.
Here's Marvin Gaye, his hit... End of our road.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.